Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Jalen Hurts. Let's see if he can get something going. There's Hurts. He's back. Fire. Touchdown! They really came out on fire.
Hurts. Hurts. Hurts.
He is in such control.
Hurts. Hurts. Hurts.
What a fight by Jalen Hurts.
Beautiful throw by Hurts.
Three rushing touchdowns.
Give me a little more of that.
Yeah!
Boy, that hurts.
Boy, did he make magic happen.
Jalen Hurts, number one.
That really, really hurts.
This guy fell.
Hurts, hurts, hurts. So good. So good. Welcome to Good Morning Football, presented by NFL All Day. We're live here in New York City, but really that music video makes me want to feel like we're in Philadelphia.
Right,
it's
right.
Thursday, August 18th. My name is Jamie Erdahl alongside Kyle Brandt, Peter Schrager, and a Super Bowl champion, Jason McCourty. We just were in awe of that.
Oh,
that was fantastic.
Awesome.
Somebody needs to send that to Hurts. I mean, he would love that.
Do you remember what happens after he's holding those fans? The stands collapse, and he's just all right, I'll still take selfies with you. So, yeah, Hurts so good in a lot of ways.
That's fantastic. We're going to get into Jalen Hurts. So it's time for the lead block. Hey, the Eagles and Browns are holding joint practices today and tomorrow, and we've got live coverage right here on NFL Now at 2 p.m. Eastern. And these two teams, they're going to play their preseason week 2 game on Sunday at 1 p.m. on NFL Network. But let's focus on the Philly side of things, shall we? Because Jalen Hurts is entering a crucial season. He put up some solid numbers in his first full year as a starter, and he got his team a playoff berth. But really, the numbers could continue to trend in the right way for him if he wants to make his job a very permanent one in the city of brotherly love. So what can Jalen Hurts do this season to become the Eagles quarterback of the future?
It's the elephant in the room because this team is loaded everywhere else. I think they got really good on the defensive line, adding Jordan Davis. I think A.J. Brown's an incredible addition at wide receiver. Is their quarterback any good? I think the song said it's good. And I think that the Eagles fans want to believe he's good. And I think that the intangibles are all there. He wasn't incredibly accurate last year. He wasn't. And that's the empirical data. You look at the top five completion percentages in the league. This young man was down at the very bottom at 26. And he showed a tendency where oftentimes did not want to throw to the middle of the field, would go to the same guys and would find a way to find his sweet spot, roll and do his thing. And in the playoff game, there were multiple passes where you were gasping for breath. I've got a lot of Eagles fans in my life. One of my friends is my friend Larry Baum. Larry and I were talking last night, and I'm like, how are you feeling about Jalen Hurts right now?
Great.
He says, I love Jalen Hurts the person. I love Jalen Hurts the guy. Everything he says, the bravado, all that. I don't know if Jalen Hurts can play quarterback in the NFL at that level.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if he's a good guy, Larry.
There's a lot of good guys, Larry. There's a ton.
The Giants have a good guy at quarterback,
too. They do. Yeah. Completion percentage is maybe an archaic stat in a world of PFF and QB rating. I was like, he needs to complete the passes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he's the most accurate passer. And knowing that the Eagles have two first-round picks next year, knowing that this is going to be a quarterback-rich draft next year, I think he needs to be undeniable, and he needs to really raise that completion percentage and make it obvious that, I'm not an Achilles heel to this team. I'm not the weak part of this team. Mm-hmm. Not only the leader with my voice, I'm one of the best players on this team, and I can lead us to wins. I feel good about the Eagles right now. I feel okay about Jalen Hurts. Mm. I just haven't seen it at that level on a consistent amount of time.
Do you feel better the first preseason game? He has no incompletions. Goes out there. It's preseason, but he's 6-for-6, scores a touchdown.
Took a hit.
I think he's maybe showing some of those signs, but I agree. He has to step up, and I think he has to step up in their big moments. Like you mentioned, that playoff game, he struggled. He had two interceptions. He had a fumble in that game. 23 of 43 when you talk about that completion percentage. Like, they're not going to be able to win with that. And I think in order for him to be the guy of the future, they have to be able to win. And he has to be able to perform in the playoffs at an extremely high level. The Eagles last year, yes, they made the playoffs. They had one win versus a winning football team last year.
I didn't know that.
One win versus a winning football team.
Great run, but...
Exactly. Great run, but I don't think that's going to be the case this year. And in those games versus those winning teams in the playoffs is when they need Jalen Hurts to step up the most. That's when guys are going to be leaning on him, looking to him to kind of take the mantle. When we talk about these great quarterbacks, franchise quarterbacks, it's in those moments that we see and we're talking about them all offseason. Oh man, they lost the game, but did you see the way he performed? He made every throw down the stretch, third down, fourth down. Those are going to be the plays they need for Jalen Hurts, because like you said, he can make plays with his feet. He can make plays outside the pocket. He has that it factor, if you want to say it. So we just need to see the consistency, completion rate, and showing up in those big games and performing.
Yeah. The thing with a guy being a good guy and a good teammate, it's always like a red flag for me a little bit. It's the first thing that comes up. I like that. Don't get me wrong. But like the first thing I want to hear is he can really ball. Mm-hmm. Oh, also, he's a great guy.
He happens to be a good guy.
Yeah. You know what's not going to happen next year? What's not going to happen is the Eagles, let's say they have a disappointing season and finish 7-10 or 8-9. It's never going to be that, but Hurts was great. He was amazing. It's always going to be his fault, no matter what. He's the quarterback in that town. If they don't get it done, it's going to be his fault. So he needs to win. He needs to be back in the playoffs. You can't take a step back. Also, I think he and A.J. Brown need to be a thing. He needs to make A.J. Brown the Philadelphia superstar, almost like when T.O. came with McNabb.
Yeah.
Like, the Eagles are invested in A.J. Brown. He's not going anywhere. He is the wide receiver one indefinitely. Howie Roseman said, you're the guy. So if Jalen Hurts is airmailing him or not finding him, or it's two catches for 21 yards on a given loss, that's a problem. You got to make A.J. Brown a superstar because he has tenure. You do not. The thing that looms large, though, is what Peter said, two first-round picks next year. Everybody already loves that draft. If this is a meandering season, I think they'll take one. I don't think they're going to do the thing, especially Howie, where, well, we're the Giants and we're going to pass on Justin Herbert because we have Daniel Jones. We're going to pass on this because I think they'll take somebody. I really do, because one of the things that's going right now for Jalen Hurts is that he's cheap. Second round pick, it's nothing. But he starts, you know, if you're going to extend him eventually, he better be great. So there's a lot of pressure on him, because if he does a nice fine season and they get to the wild card and lose again, but there's some problems, I still think they draft a quarterback. I think they're going to get busy living like they have before. Remember, this team thought they had the guy in Wentz. Like, they were burned. They said, next 12 years, we have our guy. I don't think they're going to be burned again. I think unless Hurts is undeniable this year, likely they take a quarterback next year. That's a lot to beat, a lot.
So everything we've heard in this offseason, though, from like an X's and O's standpoint, is that Jalen Hurts has put in all the work that he needed to focus on the completion issues that he had and to stay in the pocket and hang there and make some tough decisions and tough throws. So I'm hoping, for his sake, that the work in the offseason transpires to the field. Philadelphia, unlike any other team, correct me if I'm wrong, is the team, the quarterback needs to be beloved by the city by the organization, almost equal to the success on the field. I mean, I cannot think. I was racking my brain last night about an organization where the sync that has to happen between the fan base and the team has to line up. And Jalen Hurts' personality and the way he came to this team through college and in his NFL career is ripe for Philadelphia to love him. I lived in Philadelphia for 18 months. I'm fairly certain I saw a bumper sticker here and there that said, I was wrong and let me show you what I'm going to do about it. I mean, and nothing screams that more to me than when he got hit in that preseason game and what happened with his teammates.
Yeah,
he takes this late hit and everyone panics. And not in like a don't boom. Hurt. Oh, like don't hurt our quarterback. It is like, I am going to go to bat for you. And that is exactly what Philadelphia fans, that's how they're going to act for their guy. And we see it right here. Look at line after line from prominent guys on this team. The head coach, he's unfazed. Brandon Graham, who is the all-out leader on that team. We want to make sure we take care of him and protect him. Lane Johnson, we don't want to see him go down like that. But my favorite one is the last one. He walks his talk every day, and I love him even more for that. I mean, there are talented quarterbacks out there who maybe have 99% completion rating. Congratulations. But Philadelphia is a very special place where that quarterback needs to be able to walk down Broad Street and hang. And yeah. Jalen Hurts is one of those guys. And he's got to win. He's got to complete the passes. But for an offense that, what is he going to have to throw? Between 20 and 30 passes. If he really has to, half of them have to go to A.J. Brown. Mm-hmm. The completion number has to go up. But his style, mm-hmm. on and off the field, it fits for Philadelphia. And I think he works here. And so the football has to improve. But I think he has a greater potential to have buy-in from the team, mm-hmm. because his style applies to the Eagles so much.
I agree completely. And I wonder how that play would have gone if the hit happened on the Eagles sideline. Because it was on the Jets sideline. It would have been a massively different scene. Mm-hmm. But I think you're onto something. I was thinking about this too. Like, sometimes you got to beat the Cowboys. You got to beat the Giants. Sometimes, certainly nationally, if there's that like viral moment that changes the whole conversation about you, like, certainly the Jalen Hurts thing where the stands collapsed. Yeah. And like, yeah. I remember when Dak was becoming a thing, he threw a rolled up cup into a garbage can and missed, and then got up and put it back in. And like, Dak is a great guy.
Yeah,
and in Philly, like, wrong or right, they will still refer to Donovan McNabb throwing up in the huddle. Like, it's still an optic that they cannot get over because they want toughness and all mm-hmm. the stuff that he showed. So I think that moment on the sideline actually meant something to Philly.
I also think that the fans think that Carson Wentz was mentally weak and couldn't handle it. And this guy's not. He's the anti-Wentz. This guy has been overlooked.
And who do they rally behind? Nick Foles, yes. and that R-rated nickname that they loved.
But I'll give you this. Gardner Minshew's looming, and that fan base can quickly turn on you, too. And
yes,
Gardner
Minshew's well, number two.
And Minshew,
and
any fan base is going to
love Minshew.
What he stands for, how he carries himself. The miracle. Minshew the miracle. I mean, he performs when he's out there. Mm-hmm. You can't deny that. Mm-hmm. You can't.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, Philadelphia is such a unique place when we go to answer questions like that. Any other team, I think about it just from a football perspective, the second the Eagles come into the conversation, I'm like, well, hold up. Yeah. Like, how is the market and how are the fans going to interpret this? Because you go and read how the media portrays players from training camp versus the national spotlight. Sometimes it's like a vastly different interpretation.
No, mm-hmm. Oh, big time.
It's fascinating.
I still think half the jerseys in that stadium are Dawkins with the sweatshirt hanging out because Dawkins was a maniac. Oh, he was great.
He was
people love it.
Totally. It's time to look at the best moments presented by NFL All Day, and it was an absolute best moment for Derwin James yesterday when he got paid. His agent, David Mulugeta, tweeting out this, man, this never gets old. I couldn't be happier to watch Derwin James' joy finding out he could go back to practice. Yes, you did read that right. First thing he said after I told him he was now the highest paid safety in NFL history was, now I can start practicing, right? Yeah, you can. So all of this being said, like, my first thought was like, Kyle, how did you react when you realized you were the highest paid soap opera actor history of all time?
No, I think that would have gone.
No, okay, yeah, that's not it.
It was the text chain. Yeah.
Like, Alfonso.
Dang it. Did you
we
have
were all
text
over my
when can I get back to these lines?
I got put into Bowen Hope's top eight when that
okay,
happened.
Okay, good.
When I heard this, though, James. I was thrilled because he's one of the most likable players in all the league and one of the most talented. Listen, he also is in that club that I look at, like, Grant Hill and Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah.
and Fred Taylor, of amazing talents who are injured a lot. The last 49 Chargers games, he's missed 30 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you hate that, and you would think maybe the Chargers are scared of that. They're obviously not. And they're like, we care. We think we're past that. We believe in Derwin. And then my next thought was, all right, you made all this money in the world. Beat Patrick Mahomes. That is your job. You are a safety in the AFC West. I don't care right now about Denver or Las Vegas. You have to beat number 15 with Kansas City. That is your job. Pick him off, sack him, strip sack, do whatever you got to do. He is 2-3 against Mahomes, which is actually pretty good considering how that division's gone. So long story short, happy for him. I guess I'll be a little concerned about the injury thing, and now you got to go to work, and it's all about 15 in red. You got to beat him.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the Chargers pay him to be the highest paid safety, having not played 30 of the last 49 games, which tells you how much he's an importance to them and
no doubt.
They were willing to do it. And it's like, I talked to Brandon Staley this offseason, and we were talking about Derwin James because I think, obviously, he's one of the most dynamic players, but he also is the signal caller out there. He's the one calling things out. He could play corner if you want. He could play linebacker if you want. He can play high. He can play low. He could play anywhere. He's one of the most dynamic players in the league. But this Chargers defense is an all-star team on paper. They were terrible last year. So when's it all going to come together? And the hope is you pay all these guys and you trade for Khalil Mack and you get J.C. Jackson. And now everyone could stay healthy, including Derwin, who was healthy last year and made the Pro Bowl. And then they could put it all together because, like you said, Mahomes isn't going anywhere. And Devontae Adams is there. And, of course, Russell Wilson has joined it, too. Important player for this team. But, of course, a giant unknown considering they've got a lot of fancy names. Let's see it actually happen on paper.
Let's also appreciate the fact that he is now the highest paid player at this position for all of 2 months and 2 days that lasted for Minkah Fitzpatrick because the Steelers just gave him that four-year $73.6 million contract extension, 36 of which are guaranteed. These two in that draft class, I remember that going into that draft, Peter, correct me if I'm wrong, it was like the who's who of like who's going to be better, who should they take, where should they go. The argument was endless about these two, and now they have set the standard for this draft class at this position, which I'm thrilled for them. But the two of them also, Jason, I want to pick your brain on this, have, I feel like, totally revolutionized this position in particular to almost play positionless backfield coverage. And how much do you think that has changed the demands on this position in the NFL?
It's huge because these guys, and I'll speak specifically in Derwin James first, there was footage of him covering Keenan Allen in one-on-ones in practice. This guy can do it all. He can play deep. He can come up in the box, tackle in the run game, and he can cover. A safety that can cover a guy in the slot, like a Keenan Allen who's an automatic first down on third down, changes the game. Yeah. Minkah Fitzpatrick, the Dolphins drafted him, and they played him at corner for a year. He played at safety. These guys can do it all for their defense. And another guy that can do it all is Kevin Byard in Tennessee, as we're talking about some of the best safeties in the NFL. This is a guy. You talk about impact on a team. This is a guy, Tennessee hadn't been to the playoffs since 2008. He gets there in 2016, and his six seasons, they've been to the playoffs four times.
Wow.
So you talk about making an impact. He's led the safeties in interceptions since he's been in the league. This isn't a guy who's just, oh, yeah, he's an all-pro, but he's changing the trajectory of his team and that defense. He's the unsung leader on that team. He's the guy doing all the talking in the huddle, the same way that Staley's talking about Derwin James. This guy's been doing it, getting his team into the playoffs. So as we talk about highest paid safeties and where guys rank, Kevin Byard to me is the best safety in the NFL.
Let's go.
Wow.
Why not mention him in this segment
as
well? But I love the Derwin James getting paid. Guy deserves it. That's the market.
It's so fun to see those draft classes that have a very specific position where there were just stars sprinkled throughout. And then it's like the gift, like 4 years later, like we see all the contracts pop up. It's fantastic. Okay, it's time for Good Morning Football Fantasy Draft Pick Order Lottery. Let's
lottery?
Do it. Bring up the, what do we call this thing?
The lotto machine.
The lotto machine, yes.
Oh, and man,
I know, yesterday we did the helmet.
Yeah.
Yesterday we did the helmet, and today we're going to do, Kyle, do you want to come be my movie phone
guy?
Looks
like
we
can do it.
We got a new budget for this.
All right, so we're going to draft wide receivers, and this is the order
of the draft? This is the order. Yesterday we did the helmet, and that got vetoed. So there's initials in here.
So is this four or one? What's coming out first?
What do you want to do?
Let's go down from four to one.
Four to one. Okay, there you go.
Who's the number four pick?
All right, number four pick. Oh.
Again,
Peter Schrager.
It's just meant to be.
No, you get
I was told that I might have to assist the machine, but I really just want to let it handle its business here.
It's a beautiful machine.
I know, right? Maybe it's the roller. Oh, man, I should not work on a cruise line. Here we go. Come on. Here, that one.
There we go.
Who's number three?
Oh. Number three pick.
Jamie Erdahl.
Okay.
All right. So either Jason or I have the
one
pick.
Yep.
Number two.
Kyle Brandt.
Jason.
It's just meant to be.
It's not fair. All right, that's next.
So it goes Jason, Kyle, Jamie, Peter, and we'll draft wide receivers next segment.
Yeah, next segment.
All right, let's
go. It's a snake, so then Peter's going to have that back-to-back. You guys, did you watch your Twitter yesterday? You got buried for more picks.
I know.
But you got buried, then you got highlighted, and you didn't know how to feel about it.
Fantasy football.
Oh, my goodness. Fantasy football quarterback.
I'm new to this.
So I can't wait until wide receivers
just light on my... You guys all know.
All right, which
Matthew Berry, hello.
You have circled on your fantasy draft boards. I'm sure you're going to tell us because you're going to pick apart our teams. Our mock draft is next.
Does Debo count as a wide receiver?
Wide receiver.
Great question.
Wide receiver.
Wide back.
He's on the list.
All right, wide back.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Left side of the end zone. Leaping grab. Devontae Adams. Touchdown.
Caught in the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo. Stephon Diggs.
Come on, down Chase. Field for Chase.
Yeah. Caught.
Touchdown.
Oh, and he throws to the end zone. Touchdown. He's JJ.
He lets it go. Deep left end zone. Cooper Kupp. Twisting. Touchdown, Cooper Kupp. Touchdown, LA.
There's so many good wide receivers. Oh, there's so many good ones. How do you pick them in fantasy football? We're going to do it right now. This is going to be one of our Good Morning Football fantasy drafts by position. Yesterday, we did a draft based purely on quarterbacks. We only drafted quarterbacks. We went around the table and around and around. Here's how it came out. Upper left corner, Jason McCourty took Josh Allen, number one overall. Then it went Herbert, Mahomes, Lamar Jackson to Peter, and then snakes all the way around. There's a Trey Lance pick in there. Mm-hmm. And if you notice, Aaron Rodgers to the fourth in the bottom right corner. And the very last quarterback taken in our four-round draft was Tua Tagovailoa of the Miami Dolphins. Here's who you think won the draft yesterday. Now, listen.
This is why you wanted this.
I don't know what you mean. Will Selva weighed in. He thought Peter had the best quarterback class. That was more like the Electoral College. This is the popular vote. They thought I did.
Okay.
See, Erdahl took some chances. She took the Trey Lance ride, and you got 9% of the vote.
I am calling you out on
about
this.
About what?
This didn't exist on Twitter, I swear. Did you just make this up so you could show that you
I don't live my life
team?
On social media. I don't know.
Did you
I'm a family
vote?
Man.
Just Niall's not on Insta.
Dang it.
All right, but all right, listen. That's yesterday. That's irrelevant. This is the day. Today, now. We're doing wide receivers. And if you're watching last segment, you saw that we picked our draft order. So we're going to, this is wide receivers only. We're going to do PPR.
We're going to do PPR.
And the draft order is going to be as follows. Jason McCourty in one.
Yes.
I'm the two pick. Then Jamie and then Peter again in the four spot. And
like
you get
that.
Four and five.
I like the
snakes.
Cleanup spot.
So here we go. We're on the clock. Wide receivers only. PPR, fantasy football. Jason McCourty, you are the number one pick. Take any wide receiver in the world.
This is tough for me.
I love the
There's so many names. You know, I'm going to go with Mr. Devontae Adams.
First! New quarterback!
I believe he's the best receiver in the league. Okay. College quarterback, best friends. He's going to get his guy the ball.
Devontae going Devontae.
All right. Going Devontae.
Okay.
That really opens things up.
Yesterday, I took great pleasure in taking Patrick Mahomes away from Peter.
Yeah.
And now all Peter wants in this draft, that's all
twice
he wants.
Now I've wanted to throw.
It's all he wants is to draft a wide receiver for Los Angeles Rams. He's not going to do it because I'm taking Cooper Kupp.
Wow.
Pick. I'm sorry, bud. Wow. It's fantasy. It's rivalry. Cooper Kupp off the board. Jamie, who do you got?
I thought you were going to steal my skull clap from me, but
we
you did not. I'm going to go Justin Jefferson.
We know that.
Justin Jefferson all day.
Just shredding
this list.
It's okay.
Jamie, I was going to ask you to do the gritty real quick with the take of Justin Jefferson. Can we get the camera guys? If we get none on my
face,
can we get this?
Impromptu.
This is where we love.
Yes.
The goggles at the end, right? That's the only part I can do.
Yeah.
All right, so three players off. Peter, you're on. You got to go.
The gritty bought me some time. I wanted Jamar Chase. I'm going to take him as my first wide receiver.
Does that mean you're going to gritty too?
Does he gritty? I don't know.
He doesn't. LSU. Exactly. Who doesn't?
Jamar Chase, and I'm going to also take, here's one. You guys hate the Cowboys. Give me CeeDee Lamb.
Oh! Overall
pick. I will take him.
Okay.
Okay.
It's back to Jamie Erdolph.
So easy. Give me Stephon Diggs.
Ah!
Yep. That did feel good to take that from you. That did feel good.
That was my guy. All right. I'm up.
I know and, who you're going with.
I'm guess who you're not going with.
I know.
You are not going to be drafting Deebo Samuel.
I know.
I got Deebo. I got Cooper.
Angry runs.
I'm feeling good.
I know you're going that route.
You've got the NFC West covered.
I do.
Oh, man.
Two picks, Jason. Two picks.
Back to back.
Yeah. There we go. I'm going to go with Mr. Consistent. I'm going to go with Mike Evans.
All right.
Started with Mike Evans.
Never be a bad pick.
Mr. Consistent. And then Harry, I'm gonna take a chance. I went with Tua yesterday. I'm gonna go with his guy today.
There you go.
I'm gonna go with Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
Take a chance.
I don't dislike it.
On South Beach.
Okay, so that is pick number 9. Where are we now? We just went Jason, and now we go
back to
me.
Back to you.
Yes. Yeah, it's not Peter, it's me. So I already have Cooper Kupp, and I already have Deebo Samuel, and I will add to that. This is when it gets tough. All right, new face, new place. Give me A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown,
wow.
Philadelphia Eagles as my wide receiver 3, feeling pretty good. Jamie, you are up with your 3rd pick.
I can't really justify taking points away from 2 wide receivers on this. Oh, I don't have Jamar Chase. I thought I did.
Nope.
I'm still going to change it up. I'm going to go Michael Pittman.
Michael Pittman from the Indianapolis Colts.
Yep.
Jamie does what Jamie does. I like how she drafts.
I respect the heck out of
it. I did too.
Chalk. Is it my turn?
Peter, you get two picks back to back.
Back to back.
Gosh, does anyone love the crappy Dolphins more than Jason McCourty?
There we go. Let's go.
Gosh, so many Dolphins. I'm kidding. Dolphins, you'll be fine. You'll win 9 games this year. Give me Carolina Panther DJ Moore.
You're gonna be shocked at my pick.
I know.
He seems to do everything on the field.
Mm-hmm. Unless he gets back to back.
Yeah, and then, Oh, this is tough.
This is your last player, Peter. Last Peter on Team Schrager. This is it.
I am going to go with Washington Commander Terry McLaurin.
Wow,
scary Terry.
I like it,
Where's
Peter.
Where's the C on his jersey? Also got paid. Let's go, team.
Jamie,
sorry, Dolphins.
You're up next. Jamie, you're up.
Okay.
This is your last pick.
Last pick.
I mean, he's sitting there.
Go with him then.
Take he.
He knows.
5 seconds.
He knows.
Take he.
Oh, no, I am not. I'm going to go Keenan Allen.
Were you
thinking of T. Higgins?
Yeah,
SEC, I thought.
I know.
All right, this is to round out my team. We have 2 picks left, myself, and then Jason will pick the last pick of the draft. You know what I'm going to go with here? I'm going anti-chalk. I want a piece of this action. I'm thinking big touchdowns, win me my fantasy matchup. I'm going Gabe Davis of the Buffalo.
Wow!
Gabe Davis. I'm going for it. I like it. He's my wide receiver 4. I'm stacked.
Okay. I circled my pick a few picks ago. That's who I wanted.
Because you knew we weren't going to go there?
I didn't think.
Bring it home.
Let's ride.
Oh.
Cortland Sutton.
Cortland Sutton!
Let's go.
Sutton!
Let's go.
I'm not going to lie. We left some pretty hefty
T. Higgins,
on the board
undrafted.
There.
Yeah, we did.
DK Metcalf, undrafted. Jalen Waddle, undrafted.
Yes.
Mike Williams, undrafted.
Michael Pittman, drafted. Erdahl got him. We'll see the board. Let's take us through it.
Peter, like my picks.
You're our NFL draft expert at draft season.
Yeah.
I want you to just break down the board and tell us what you think.
First of all, Regina in graphics. Amazing turning this around in around 3 seconds. Yep. Love you for that. Gabe Davis is the biggest shocker, Kyle. We have had many Bills guests on. They all rave about Gabe Davis. Emmanuel Sanders sat in Jason's chair and was talking about how Gabe Davis might be the number one this year. Did that help convince you? Why would you go Gabe Davis this high?
Because my first three are just kind of, I don't want to say they're stock, but they're just, they're the guys you pick. In the last round, I like to take a flyer. Some people at this table like to take a flyer in the second round. I like to take it in the fourth round. I went for it, and I like my team. Jason McCourty, how do you feel about your team?
I feel pretty good. I want to know who's the flyer in the second round that you're referring
to. Yeah.
CD no, Lamb? No, I guess it was more the third round. I think the pick that shook things up was the Pittman.
The Pittman pick.
Tell us about the Pittman pick for the Colts.
You know what? I don't know. It's just like we're crossing names off the list. Mm-hmm. We're looking at our analysis. I'm cross-referencing it with some of my guys that I used to work with. And it just felt like we were a little bit too automatic. And
I like it.
I think Matt Ryan is
I respect it. He's going to settle
in at quarterback there. He is. He's going to PPR too.
I like it. For the names that were left off, maybe the biggest one might be DK Metcalf.
T. Higgins.
Yeah. Higgins.
We're going to get buried for two. Not T. Higgins.
Yeah. I think Gabe Davis.
The thing that really rattled me at the beginning, and it took me like a minute, I actually was glad I was the third pick, was the fact that apparently 3 million people voted on that thing that I never saw, and I got less than 10% of the votes. I'm getting a comeback. Thank you, Mark Grillo, for reminding me of that in my ear.
Three million people voted,
and I got 9%. Less than my quarterback pick. So, guess what? My wide receivers. All right,
I'm the pull out.
I can only go up from here.
We're having a ton of fun on the show, and now we're going to bring in a friend of the program, our NFL Network front office analyst, 3-time Super Bowl champion, 5-time NFL Executive of the Year, and all-around good man. Welcome back, Scott.
What up, Scott? What up, Scott?
Good morning, everyone. Great to be back. Sorry I missed you last week, truly.
I know. We had some technical difficulties. You're back. You're better than ever, and you're right on time because this is where front offices are really putting together their rosters and how it's going to all shape out for the regular season. Roster reduction day, not a fun day, but it's quickly approaching. We've seen several different instances of players being cut or released ahead of that deadline. When you're sitting here, going into the second week of the preseason, late August, what are some of the reasons a team may want to let go of someone now as opposed to September when the rubber hits the road?
Yeah, Peter, so there's a number of reasons. And to me, the most common reasons that we use were about position flexibility, roster flexibility, but also the most important one, which was about empathy. As you look at this situation, some players during this time of year are injured, and there's a lot of backroom negotiations going on as to what's going on with injury settlements, because some players cannot be released if they're not healthy. So there's a lot of time that needs to be taken going into injury settlements, and you want to clear the books of the injured players, but treat them fairly. So there's doctors' conversations, there's trainer conversations, there's negotiations with the players and the agents when you're going to release them. But to me, again, the biggest thing is treating players the right way. And when you have to drop down with large numbers, when you go and you have to cut over 20 players, what you need to do is give space for time to talk with the players, spend time with the players. And you want to make sure these are players, you know, they give a lot to the team, a lot to you. So what you want to do is make sure that these tough conversations have enough time in order to treat players the way that they need to be treated. So what you want to do is maybe do some of these early, because if you leave them to the last day, you're just not going to have enough time to get the releases done, have the conversations, and then also release publicly the information that you need to get out.
Well, one player, Scott, that's not going anywhere is Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. He publicly called out his struggling teammates when he spoke to the media. He has since had a meeting with those young wide receivers to address his comments. So walk us through this. When a veteran like Aaron Rodgers calls out his team like that, how does it go down with the front office? Do you get involved? What does the behind the scenes of a situation like this look like?
Jamie, this is a terrific question. So you generally need to stay out of the locker room, especially with a veteran quarterback. They should have the sense of how they need to handle their team, how they need to handle their veteran players, their younger players. So the front office and the coaches, the coaches may have a little bit more involvement or advice for them. But yesterday, what went down was really uncommon for a quarterback to call his teammates out through the media the way that he did. You know, all those years I spent with Tom Brady, he used to rip players. He would get on players, but he never did it publicly. I spent time around a couple of the toughest coaches in the history of the game, in Parcells and Belichick. They always kept things within the family and respectful. Aaron clearly has a different style. It's his locker room. He's going to learn how to handle it. This is the way he wants to handle it. But again, I've been around a lot of successful people, you know, and watching Peyton Manning, there was a guy who would get after his players, but he generally did it in a quiet, more private, respectful way. You know, we were talking about Bill Russell, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And I also remember one of the things that, you know, talk about one of the greatest all-time winners of all time. He used to say, if we allow our personal battles within and outside the organization to become too personal, we're setting ourselves up for failure. Because remember, the goal is to win championships.
Yeah, without a doubt, what's said in the locker room, those meeting rooms, goes a long way. And Aaron Rodgers is at joint practice, as are a lot of players right now this week in the NFL. Scott, from a front office standpoint, what do you see as more beneficial and what do you pay attention more, those joint practices or the actual preseason games?
You know, I'll say this. Really, you get valuable information from both the practice and the game. But I love the joint practices because, as you know, what happens before those joint practices is coaches spend time from each team communicating with one another. And they want to set up practices to be purposeful. So you create a joint practice that makes sure that you have certain situations. One team may say, hey, I want to work a little bit more on our third and long situations. Hey, I want to work on some more red zone stuff. So the important communication that goes on between the coaches is really, really critical because it allows situational football to be done. A lot of special team situations get done there. And what happens, though, is when you get your players to be able to compete against players from another team, the tempo comes up and the looks are different. So you're getting a chance to evaluate players and also get players to react differently. The other thing that you get out of those practices from a front office standpoint is you get an opportunity to watch 90 other players from the league up close and intimately, not only to see what they do on the field, but what they're doing off the field. So it gives you a chance to see players that you may want on your football team at some point in time. And the games are critical, obviously, because there's a general flow to a game where situations come up more organically, and then you want to see how your team responds to that in the preseason for teaching purposes.
Back to the Packers, Scott, they played a preseason game and their second string quarterback threw three interceptions. A lot of takes, including from Aaron Rodgers, about who was at fault for those interceptions, not necessarily Jordan Love. But it's always so complicated with him, Scott, because we may not see Jordan Love for an entire year. And these preseason games loom large for his long-term future in the NFL and with the Packers. So get into the mind of their front office, really any front office, when a young quarterback struggles in the preseason like this so early. Is there a panic, and how do you handle it?
Kyle, I think it's way too soon to panic. It's important this year for him because it is his third season. But they made a decision. It's something they're sticking with. They've got to stick with it. When he makes these mistakes, if these mistakes are really his, the interceptions, or are they the young receivers, find out and do the teaching. You know, again, I go back to Tom Brady. In his second season, which was his first year as a starter, his fifth game as a starter, he threw four interceptions against the Denver Broncos. Our record dropped to 3-4. We ended up going to the Super Bowl that year. I'm not comparing Jordan Love in any way to Tom Brady. I'm just saying that young quarterbacks are going to make mistakes. Young players are going to make mistakes. What you need to do is take those moments and see how quickly they learn and correct those mistakes. Because again, they've made a decision. That's who they've got to move forward with. So to me, again, young players making mistakes, if handled appropriately and rationally, without insecurity, they are going to learn from it and become better if they're good enough.
Awesome insight. Scott, we appreciate you coming on. You'll be on all during the season on Tuesdays. Have a great rest of your summer and stick with it. And you know what? We're going to be getting to you next Tuesday because hopefully we'll have some more clarity on some of these rosters as well.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend and I'll see you soon.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
The regular season is almost here, and I couldn't be more excited. It means my patients will be here more often than ever before. You see, I am Peter Schrager, MD, and I come and I talk through the problems of fan bases of some of the most downtrodden franchises in the NFL. My patients come, they speak to me, and I tell them whether they're going to be okay or not. In fact, today I've got a loaded schedule. Let's see who's first on the docket. Oh, okay. Looky.
Like, they get down to the last 2 minutes and then it doesn't. And like, that's the coach's fault, but the coaches are new, and like, I just don't know what to do.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi. I'm stressed.
As you should be.
I am so stressed because, like, I have this, there's this person on Good Morning Football. She's new, she's on in the mornings, and like, she's making me think that Kirk Cousins is like the reason why we lost games last year. But like, I really think it was other people making the decisions, and like, who has the ball in his hands? He could be the game-winning guy. Like, I don't know. Is he
there
my guy?
There's a lighter energy in Minnesota right now. There is a lightness. There is a feeling of a youthful exuberance from the head coach. Mm-hmm. But I look to you and you look in that mirror. Why are you blaming this on that jersey? Why would you buy his jersey if you think he is to blame? Why are you putting this on him? Is there not something you're projecting onto yourself, and that there's something from your childhood and your losses with this franchise? This is a new team. Why are you dipping into your memories as a 90s child and losing to the Falcons in an NFC Championship game after going 15-1? Why are you blaming that memory on this quarterback? He did no wrong.
I mean, we all want to have main character energy. You know, I feel like when I was a kid, I just wanted to be the star. I wanted to be the person that people relied upon. And I just feel like I want that out of Kirk Cousins. I mean, I don't know. And then I feel like I'm haunted by other teams that we're going to have to go through in the NFC. Like, it's just a lot of
you cannot have an Aaron Rodgers insecurity. Not now. Not this. You've come too far as
a
patient.
I know. You're right.
We've been here so many times over the years.
He
is not your problem. He is in his own situation. He doesn't have a wide receiver right now that he can even trust.
Right.
You have two. You've got Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen.
Yes.
Vikings, we're going to be okay this year. Tell yourself it's going to be, tell me it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. We have Justin, we have Adam, like we have Kevin O'Connell. Like he's our guy. He's our coach. Like,
do you not feel better?
I do feel better. I feel lighter. I feel brighter. Like, wow. Thank you, doctor.
Of course.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
Jamie, thank you.
It's the guy. That's the thing. It's great.
That's
it's going to be okay.
Who's next? Who else do we have here? What do we have coming through my door? Why do I see a cast Oh, no. What is this? Oh, hello, Jason.
They're hurt. I'm hurt.
I see the hat.
First it was Mekhi Becton. Now it's Zach. I don't know what to do, Doc. I need to stand up. I've been sitting all day. I can't walk around. I mean, I'm on the phone with Fireman Ed. We're trying to figure out, like, what to do, and my foot hurts.
What did you expect? What were you expecting? I need to know your expectations.
Did you see
I'm a harsh doctor. I tell the truth sometimes. What were you expecting?
Did you see our draft?
I saw the draft. What did you think was going
to
happen?
We added some sauce to the
equation. Why do you convince yourselves year after year after year that this is going to be different?
Manage expectations,
young Jason.
I bleed green. I'm from New York. I've been with this franchise forever. J-E-T-S. Fireman Ed said we were going to be better this year.
Fireman Ed has nothing to do with this current situation and your blind loyalty. I understand you could be optimistic. You could be positive. But your quarterback's going to be out a few weeks. You suddenly think that this is not going to be. You weren't going to win the Super Bowl anyway.
My brother plays in, he's a fan of the New England Patriots. They beat us for years. I don't know, how am I going to talk trash? How am I going to wear my hat to Thanksgiving?
It will change, the tide will turn, but let's manage on day to day.
Yes.
Let's get through today. Let's get through week one. Let's get through week two. This thought that not having Mekhi Becton and Zach Wilson is going to set this franchise back 15 years, what did you expect? Yes, it would be a growing time, and we would like to see them together on the field. Yes. But please don't internalize this. You're a good man. Yeah. You're a good father. You're a good husband.
Yes.
You're a good soul.
We're getting better, too. We're improving. We have Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
You're right. Flashback to 2012. We're going to be okay. I think I'm going to be okay. You know, next week, there's some brother issues I have going
on. Yeah.
We're going to talk about that, Doc.
You can do that. It doesn't do anything to do with football either.
I feel better, you know? I mean, hopefully that mental impact will go down to the physical and the foot will heal. Dr. Schrager, you're the best, man.
You talk that out yourself, my friend. Thanks. You talk that out yourself.
It's going to be better.
We're healing. I'm about to be done with the day, except I have one last patient. And
never let Wilbur Marshall go. When Wilbur Marshall was gone, the whole defense was changed, and Coach Ryan was the heart and soul of that. We've never recovered since. How are you, Doc? How you doing? I'm in from Berwyn. I'm a Bears fan. I'm referencing a sketch from the Saturday Night Live program that's never referenced about Polis sausage and the lining of my heart, and I feel like I got everything in the lining of my heart with this Bears team. Can you make me feel a little bit better with those lumber glasses?
I do love that you appreciate Robert Smigel and George
Brent. I love Smigel. Michael Jordan was on the sketch. You had Chris Farley. You had all of them there. Mike Myers. Let me
Why
ask you something,
Why can you
Doc.
Not move beyond 1985?
Because I was there.
I know you were there. You tell me every week you were there.
I love the 85 team. Let me ask you something, Doc. What's going to be in worse shape for us this year? Our guy Fields or our actual field? Can you tell us? We can't even grow grass. This thing right here is superior to the surface at Soldier Field, the iconic
Please
Soldier
put
Field.
My office
where Walter
supplies.
Payton
I bought
Dennis
that at Pier One Imports.
We're on a pier right now, a Navy pier. We're ready to jump off into the water because people are saying we're going to get the number one pick. We haven't had the number one overall pick since 1941. Mark Harmon's dad was our guy, and they're saying we're going to get a number one. We don't do number one picks in Chicago, Peter, or Dr. Schrager, whatever your name is in this segment. Make me feel better.
There was a moment in your life where things were unbelievable, and it was 1985, and yet I feel like you've been coming here for the last 40 years, and you still mention this freaking 19. Buddy Ryan, God rest his soul, is no longer here. He's not.
Don't
walking,
say it.
He's not. The 4-6 defense is no longer.
Don't say it.
Richard Dent is in the Hall of Fame. He's not here.
Life was better then, Doc. I was listening to Duran Duran and watching Dan Hampton chase people. Why can't it be back?
I know.
I just want it back.
I know. But we have to look beyond the past and look towards the future. Young quarterback. Okay, young wide receiver, and this NFC North division might be down. I think there's a chance that the Bears could show improvement, and it's a fresh start. You have a 36-year-old general manager. Do you know how old he was when the Bears won in 1985 and Gary Fensick did his thing?
That was a great time.
Yeah, it was great. He wasn't even alive back then.
There was a time they did a music video.
I know,
Super Bowl shuffle. You know what this doctor just told me? He made me feel better by saying, there's a chance they could show improvement. That's your diagnosis? That's supposed to make... Give me something. What are we doing?
I just want you to appreciate what you have, and you've got a lot of great things going
on.
What
do I got?
I'm telling you what, these Cubs are lighting it up right now.
Hey, listen, I don't acknowledge that team in the north suburbs. How dare you? You just judged me. The White Sox are two back in the Central. Don't you ever mention the C word in this program again. You understand what I'm saying? Wrigley is a tourist trap with yuppies from Big Ten schools and sorority girls. I'm a White Sox fan, and I used to be a Bears fan. I don't know what I'm here to cheer for. I don't feel much better than when I walked in here.
Tony La Russa will make it all okay. Thank you so much, my friend.
Mama's boy Otis was one of a kind. The ladies all love him for his body and his mind.
The Blues Brothers are quite
That's
a while
right.
ago. Okay, 80s. From one doctor to another, this man is the doctor of news. He is a legend.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you catch season 3 of This Is Digital? Season 3 of This Is Digital goes behind the scenes to reveal how digital trends show up in everyday decisions and actions, including digital lessons from the EV revolution and the chief digital officer's role in disruption and culture. Featuring guests like Ekta Chopra of Elf Beauty and Tyson Jomini of JD Power. Do you have a digital mindset? Find out by checking out the latest and greatest on season 3 of This Is Digital and learn more at westmonroe.com.